A wild hog?
No, you know what you used to call them. Just a regular old hog that didn't have no breeding at all. You know, we've caught them out of the swamp down there wild and all. Just regular old country hogs.
Well, would you ever call them rooter or razorback or anything like that?
Tiny wood rooter is what we always call them.
Did you ever call them that? Would you say that for me then?
Tiny woods rooter?
You know, a lot of people call them that around
that's
here.
That's what we've always referred to them. And then, I mean, that's what going by my daddy and them, the way I say it, I mean, that's what I've heard them refer to. And then we still use it around here now.
People use it
all over here. Just a plain hog that hasn't got any breeding or anything.
All right. They use it all over the south of Georgia here. Tiny woods rooter. Okay, what do you call an itching soreness that comes between your toes sometime? Some people get it. No, it's an itching soreness.
They used to call it ground itch.
Okay, good. What do you call cheap whiskey? You know, some of these drunks get out and they buy the cheapest whiskey they can get up here at a whiskey store. What do you call that kind of whiskey?
Stump whiskey.
Okay.
She wouldn't know too much about that part of it.
What do you call homemade whiskey? People make this whiskey at home and sell it illegally.
When they catch these steel, what did it say they caught? What kind of steel? Like Bud and them caught that big steel. What kind of steel did he call it out in?
What do they make with those steels?
Whiskey.
All right.
No, but what do they call that kind of whiskey?
Stump whiskey.
All right.
They'll say some of them refer to that and some of them moonshine.
Oh. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Tricycle.
All right. What do you call those things though? Tricycles, bicycles, little trucks, a ball. You know, they're all what?
Balls.
Like you say, a child gets a lot of what for Christmas? Now, like a child, like Mike and him, when for Christmas we bought him a lot of things. What would you say we bought him a lot of?
Guitar and bowls?
No, I mean, what would you use them? Say you got a lot of what for Christmas?
It starts
now
with a T.
Now that simple is?
Three letters, it starts with a T. But what about toy or play pretty? Did you ever say
well, that's
that?
What you'd say. You had got a lot of toys for Christmas.
Okay, this is a little different. And we're heading into the home stretch now. You feel all right? Everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to do some things with words right here. This just to find out what you'd normally say every day when you'd be using words like this. All right. For instance, we have the word see, such as to look out and see something, you know. You'd say, right now, I see you, to indicate right now. But you'd say, yesterday, I saw you. You see the word change from see to saw. And same thing with the word sing, you know. You'd say, has that song ever been sung, right? And you might say, I sang that song yesterday. So you see the word changed to sung and then to sang to indicate the time that it happened. Now there's no correct answer here. This isn't a schoolroom. You just sit, tell me what you'd say. I'll read you the sentence. I'll give you the word first of all that you think about.